Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
My dear friends, today, I want to talk to you about something deeply important and personal to each one of us. It's a message that I believe will touch your heart and lift your spirits. It's about the incredible journey God has planned for each of us and how He is leading us to an amazing destiny. Sometimes, life can feel like a confusing maze. We go through tough times, face challenges, and wonder why certain things happen to us. It's easy to feel lost or hopeless, but I want to reassure you today that God is guiding you every step of the way. He has a plan for you that is more wonderful than you can imagine. Think about those moments when you felt alone or uncertain. Maybe you are going through one of those times right now. You might be dealing with difficulties in your job, relationships, health, or finances. It's natural to feel overwhelmed. But remember this: God sees your struggles. He knows your pain, and He is preparing a path for you that leads to an amazing destiny. Life's challenges can feel like mountains too high to climb. But imagine for a moment that God is holding your hand, leading you up that mountain. Every step might be tough, but He is right there with you, guiding you towards a peak where the view is breathtaking. You might not see the beautiful destination yet, but trust that it's there. God's plan for your life is unique and special. He has placed dreams and desires in your heart for a reason. Those dreams are not random. They are part of His divine plan. Sometimes we doubt our dreams or think they are too big or impossible. But with God, nothing is impossible. He can make a way where there seems to be no way. Have you ever noticed how sometimes things fall apart before they fall into place? It can feel like everything is going wrong. But often, these moments are God's way of rearranging things in your life to set you up for something better. It's like the dark before the dawn. You may not understand why certain things are happening now, but trust that it's all part of God's grand design for your life. Every detour, every delay, and every disappointment is part of the journey. They are not dead ends, but rather stepping stones to your amazing destiny. God uses these moments to build your character, strengthen your faith, and prepare you for the blessings that are on the way. It's in these times that we grow the most, even though they are often the hardest to endure. Imagine a potter shaping clay. The potter molds and presses the clay, sometimes applying pressure, sometimes gently guiding it. The process might seem rough, but the result is a beautiful piece of art. Similarly, God is shaping you. Even when it feels uncomfortable or difficult, He is preparing you for something beautiful. Your amazing destiny is not just about achieving success or reaching your goals. It's about becoming the person God created you to be. It's about growing in love, faith, and character. It's about touching the lives of others and making a difference in the world. Every experience, every challenge, is a part of your preparation for this purpose. I want you to hold on to hope when you feel like giving up. Remember that God is not finished with you yet. Your story is still being written, and the best chapters are yet to come. Trust in His timing, even when it feels slow or uncertain. God's timing is always perfect. Right now, You might be standing at the edge of something new. You might feel afraid to take the next step because it's unknown or uncertain. But take that step in faith, knowing that God is leading you. He has already gone before you and prepared the way. All you need to do is trust Him and follow His guidance. My friends, your journey is unique, and so is your destiny. God has amazing things in store for you. He is leading you to places you've never imagined, to blessings you never thought possible. Stay strong, stay faithful, and keep believing. Your amazing destiny is on its way, and God is with you every step of the journey. So as we continue to talk about God leading you to an amazing destiny, let's take a moment to think about what it means to navigate this journey. Life, as we know it, is full of ups and downs, twists and turns. Sometimes, the road ahead seems clear and bright, but other times it can feel dark and uncertain. In those moments of uncertainty, it's easy to feel lost or afraid. But remember, even when you can't see the way, God is still guiding you. When we talk about destiny, we're not just talking about a destination or a goal.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's not just about where you end up, but about who you become along the way. The journey is just as important as the destination, and every step you take is part of the process. So how do we navigate this journey? How do we keep our faith strong when the road gets tough? First, we need to learn to trust in God's plan, even when it doesn't make sense to us. There will be times when you face obstacles, delays, or even setbacks. It might feel like you're taking one step forward and two steps back, but trust that God knows what He's doing. His ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. What may seem like a detour to you could be a part of God's divine direction. Think about a GPS system in your car. When you take a wrong turn, it doesn't just give up on you. Instead, it recalculates the route and guides you back on track. In the same way, God is constantly guiding and redirecting you. Even when you make mistakes or take a wrong turn, He doesn't abandon you or give up on you. He simply recalculates and finds a new way to lead you to your destiny. Sometimes, we have to wait longer than we'd like for our breakthrough or for our dreams to come true. This waiting period can be difficult and frustrating, but it's also a time of growth. It's in the waiting that our faith is tested and strengthened. Patience is key to navigating the journey to your destiny. Patience doesn't mean sitting around doing nothing. It means trusting God while you continue to move forward in faith. Keep doing what you know is right. Keep believing and keep trusting that God is working behind the scenes. Another important aspect of this journey is staying connected to God. Just as a traveler needs a map or a compass to stay on course, you need to stay connected to God through prayer, meditation, and reflection. This connection will help you hear God's voice more clearly and understand His guidance. Sometimes, God speaks to us in the stillness, in those quiet moments when we pause and listen. Don't let fear or doubt take over your heart. Fear is one of the biggest obstacles on the journey to your destiny. It can paralyze you, make you second, guess yourself, and cause you to turn back when you should be moving forward. But remember, God has not given us a spirit of fear. When fear tries to creep in, remind yourself that God is with you, leading you, and that He will not let you fail. It's also important to surround yourself with people who will encourage you and uplift you on this journey. We are not meant to walk this path alone. God often places people in our lives to support us, guide us, and help us stay on track. These could be friends, family members, or mentors who have walked a similar path. Lean on them, seek their wisdom, and let their faith strengthen yours. In this life, there will be moments of doubt, moments when you feel like giving up. It's in those moments that you need to hold on to the promises of God. Remind yourself of the dreams He has placed in your heart and trust that He is faithful to fulfill them. Don't let temporary challenges make you lose sight of the bigger picture. God is not done with you yet. My friends, let's talk about those times when the path seems hardest. It's easy to have faith when everything is going well. But what about when life throws challenges your way? How do you keep moving forward when the road feels rough and your spirit feels weary? These are the moments when your faith is truly tested, and it's in these moments that you must dig deep and find the strength to carry on. We all face seasons of difficulty. Maybe you've lost a job, or a relationship has ended, or you're dealing with health issues. Maybe it feels like everything is going wrong, one thing after another. During these times, it's natural to feel discouraged, to wonder if you'll ever reach that amazing destiny God has promised you. But let me tell you this: tough times do not mean that God has forgotten you. They do not mean that your destiny is out of reach. In fact, these are the moments that often bring you closer to the breakthrough you've been waiting for. When the journey gets tough, you have a choice. You can either let the difficulties push you down, or you can use them as stepping stones to rise higher. The challenges you face are not meant to defeat you. They are meant to strengthen you, to prepare you for the blessings that are coming. So how do you move forward in faith when the journey gets tough? First, you must hold on to hope. Hope is what keeps you going when everything around you seems dark. It's the belief that no matter how bad things may look right now, God is still in control and He is still working on your behalf. Hope is the light at the end of the tunnel that reminds you there is something better ahead. Hope is not just wishful thinking. It's a confident expectation that God will fulfill His promises. It's knowing deep in your heart that God is faithful and that He will not leave you in your time of need. Even when you can't see the way, hope tells you that God is making a way. Next, you need to keep your faith active. Faith is not just something you feel. It's something you do. It's taking steps forward, even when you're not sure where the path will lead. It's continuing to trust in God's plan, even when you don't understand it. Faith is about believing in God's goodness, even when your circumstances suggest otherwise. Sometimes, the hardest thing to do is to keep going when you feel like giving up. But remember, it's often darkest just before the dawn. Your breakthrough could be just around the corner. Don't quit before you see the victory God has prepared for you. Keep taking those steps, no matter how small, and trust that God is guiding your every move. Another important thing to remember is that you don't have to face your challenges alone. God is with you every step of the way. And He has also placed people in your life to support you. Reach out to them when you need help. Don't be afraid to lean on others or to ask for prayers. There is strength in community, and sometimes we need the encouragement and support of others to keep us moving forward. In times of difficulty, it's also essential to focus on what you can control and to let go of what you cannot. Worrying about things that are out of your hands only drains your energy and distracts you from the path ahead. Instead, focus on what you can do. Take care of yourself. Stay connected to God through prayer, and continue to trust that He is working behind the scenes. One of the most important things to remember on this journey is that it's okay to not have all the answers. It's okay to feel unsure, to have doubts, and to wonder what the future holds. These feelings don't make you less faithful. They make you human. What matters is that you continue to trust in God, even when you don't understand what He's doing. When you're in the midst of a storm, it's hard to see the bigger picture. But God sees it all. He sees where you are, where you've been, and where you're going. He knows the purpose behind every challenge, and He knows how it all fits together to lead you to your amazing destiny. As you move forward in faith, remind yourself that God's plan is bigger than your current situation. His vision for your life is greater than anything you can imagine. He is not limited by your circumstances, and neither is your destiny. The challenges you face today are shaping you for the blessings of tomorrow. Beloved, let's talk about recognizing God's guidance, especially in times of uncertainty. We all have moments when we wonder if we're on the right path or if we're making the right decisions. These moments of doubt can be overwhelming, and it's easy to feel lost. But even when the road ahead seems unclear, God is still leading you, and He's still working in your life. One of the most important things to remember is that God's guidance often comes in ways we don't expect. We might be looking for a loud, obvious sign, but sometimes God speaks to us in a quiet, gentle whisper. It might be a feeling of peace in your heart, a sense of direction that just feels right, or even a simple thought that comes to mind when you least expect it. God's guidance can also come through other people. He might send someone into your life with the words you need to hear, or He might use someone's actions to point you in the right direction. Pay attention to the people God places in your path. They might be there to help you see what you can't see on your own. Another way to recognize God's guidance is through your circumstances. Sometimes, doors will close, and opportunities will pass you by. It's easy to feel discouraged when this happens, but remember that closed doors are not the end of the road. They are often God's way of protecting you from something that isn't right for you, or preparing you for something better. When one door closes, look for the windows God is opening. These windows might not be what you expected, but they could be exactly what you need. Trust that God knows what He's doing, even when it doesn't make sense to you. In uncertain times, it's also important to stay connected to God through prayer. Prayer is not just about asking God for things. It's about building a relationship with Him. It's about opening your heart and listening for His voice. When you take the time to pray, you create space for God to speak to you, to guide you, and to reassure you. Sometimes, God's guidance comes through a sense of peace. Even when everything around you feels chaotic, you might find a deep, unexplainable peace in your heart. This peace is a sign that God is with you and that you're on the right path. It's a reminder that no matter what's happening around you, God is in control and He is leading you to your amazing destiny. There will be times when you feel uncertain about the next step to take. In those moments, remember that it's okay to pause and wait for God's direction. Waiting is not wasted time. It's an opportunity to grow, to listen, and to prepare for what's ahead. Don't rush ahead of God's timing. Trust that He will show you the way when the time is right. One of the challenges of recognizing God's guidance is that it often requires us to let go of our own plans. We might have a vision for how we want our life to go, but God's plans are always greater. His vision for your life is more amazing than anything you could imagine. and sometimes that means letting go of your own ideas to embrace his. Letting go can be difficult, especially when you've invested so much time and energy into your own plans. But remember that God sees the bigger picture. He knows what you need and what will truly fulfill you. Trusting in his guidance means being willing to surrender your plans and allow him to lead you to something even better. As you seek to recognize God's guidance, also be open to the unexpected. God's plans often unfold in surprising ways. What you see as a detour might actually be the route to your destiny. What you see as a setback might be a setup for something greater. Keep your heart open to the new and unexpected ways God might be leading you. It's also important to stay patient and persistent in your journey. God's timing is perfect, but it doesn't always match our own. There will be moments when you feel like things are moving too slowly, or when you wonder if God has forgotten you. In those times, hold on to the truth that God is always on time. He is never late, and he never forgets his promises. When you're tempted to doubt, remind yourself of the times in your life when God has come through for you. Remember the moments when he guided you, provided for you, and protected you. Let those memories strengthen your faith and give you the courage to keep trusting him. Finally, remember that recognizing God's guidance is a journey in itself. It's something you learn and grow in over time. As you continue to walk with God, you'll become more attuned to his voice and more confident in his leading. Don't be discouraged if you don't always get it right. God is patient, and he is always there to gently guide you back on track. Now, let's talk about staying strong and motivated as you move toward the amazing destiny God has planned for you. The path to your destiny is not always easy, and there will be times when you feel like giving up, but it's in those moments that you must dig deep, find your strength, and keep pushing forward. One of the keys to staying strong is to remember why you started in the first place. Think back to the moment when you felt God calling you to something greater. Remember the excitement, the hope, and the sense of purpose that filled your heart. That feeling was not an accident. It was a glimpse of the amazing destiny God has in store for you. When the road gets tough, go back to that moment. Remind yourself of the vision God gave you, and let that vision fuel your determination to keep going. Your destiny is worth the effort, and every step you take brings you closer to the fulfillment of that promise. It's also important to take care of yourself physically, emotionally, and spiritually. When you're pursuing your destiny, it's easy to get so focused on the goal that you neglect your own well-being. But remember, you are the vessel through which God is working. If you're exhausted, overwhelmed, or burned out, it will be harder to stay on course. Make time for rest, for activities that bring you joy, and for moments of quiet reflection. Take care of your body. Feed your mind with positive and uplifting thoughts, and nourish your spirit through prayer and connection with God. When you're strong and healthy in every aspect of your life, you're better equipped to handle the challenges that come your way. Motivation can also be maintained by setting small, achievable goals along the way. Your destiny might feel like a distant dream, but breaking it down into smaller steps can make it feel more attainable. Celebrate your progress, no matter how small it may seem. Each step forward is a victory, and recognizing those victories can keep you motivated to keep moving forward. In times of doubt, it's crucial to speak words of faith over your life. What you say to yourself matters. Instead of focusing on the obstacles, focus on the possibilities. Instead of dwelling on what you can't do, remind yourself of what God can do through you. Your words have power. And speaking positive, faith-filled words can shift your mindset and give you the strength to keep going. Another way to stay motivated is to remember that your journey is not just about you. Your destiny is part of a larger plan, and your perseverance can have a ripple effect on those around you. When you stay strong in your faith and keep moving forward, you inspire others to do the same. Your journey can be a source of hope and encouragement for those who are also struggling to find their way. It's also important to stay connected to your purpose. Why are you pursuing this destiny? What impact do you hope to make? When you keep your purpose at the forefront of your mind, it becomes easier to stay motivated, even when the journey gets tough. Your purpose is your anchor, and it will keep you grounded and focused on what truly matters. Overcoming obstacles is another part of staying strong and motivated. There will be challenges along the way, unexpected setbacks, difficult choices, and moments of doubt. But these obstacles are not meant to stop you. They are meant to strengthen you. Each challenge you overcome builds your character, deepens your faith, and prepares you for the blessings ahead. When you face obstacles, approach them with a mindset of growth. Instead of asking, "Why is this happening to me?" ask, "What can I learn from this? How can this challenge make me stronger?" Embrace the difficulties as opportunities for growth, and trust that God is using them to shape you into the person you need to be to fulfill your destiny. And remember, you are never alone in this journey. God is with you, and He is your source of strength. When you feel like you can't go on, lean on Him. When you're tired, He will give you rest. When you're discouraged, He will lift you up. His love and strength are always available to you, and He will never let you walk this path alone. Now, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we come before you today, asking for your guidance as we walk the path you have set before us. Lead us to the amazing destiny you have planned for our lives. Help us to trust in your direction, even when the way seems unclear. We pray for breakthroughs in our lives, Lord. Whatever obstacles we face, we ask for your strength to overcome them. We believe that you are working for our good, even when we cannot see it. We ask for your blessings. Father, bless our lives, our families, and our work. Fill us with your peace and joy, and help us to be a blessing to others. We lift up our financial needs to you. You are our provider, and we trust you to meet our needs. Give us wisdom in our decisions and open doors of opportunity for us. We also pray for healing, Lord. Touch our bodies, minds, and hearts with your healing power. Restore what is broken and bring us wholeness. Thank you, God, for your love and faithfulness. We trust in your plans for us and believe that you are leading us to a place of victory.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Ritual, Mother's Day is kind of a big deal, and we're celebrating accordingly. Find your ritual. If mom needs a bit of stress relief, digestive support, or is looking to support glowy, smooth skin, do it today with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast for 40% off your first month.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.